We're going to take your phone calls now this hour with Dr. Joel Wallach. I've still got a few more questions. Lots of emails are coming in on things that you can try to do to help yourself, and they're asking Joel for some suggestions. So I'll get into those, too, and your calls when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. We are with Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Lots of emails in, Joel, from people on type 2 diabetes, and they want to know if you could at least suggest some minerals or supplements that people can take to hopefully lower that glucose level.
Sure. Well, again, it's a two-phase thing. You have to change your diet to stop the ongoing damage. And people have been misinformed. They think either that diabetes is genetic, type 2 diabetes is genetic, and that when they have type 2 diabetes, their pancreas isn't working right. That's not true. Their pancreas works very well. They actually have 10 times more insulin than a non-diabetic, a normal person. It's just that the cells are missing a mineral that's required for the cell to understand the insulin's message. And so by giving the 90 essential nutrients, giving the body the basic stuff it needs, and then you add on to that what we call the secret sauce that has that mineral and the cofactors necessary for that mineral to work properly. And you take it to one of these programs per 100 pounds of body weight. We do everything by body weight. And usually within a couple of days sometimes, a couple of weeks, at the very least, if they're having absorption problems, might take them 2 months. Suddenly, their blood sugar begins to drop very rapidly, and they will get down below 100. And, of course, they follow their doctor's directions and say, hey, as your blood sugar drops, you take less medication, your blood sugar goes up. You take more medication, whether it's pills or insulin. And when you get down, you get your blood sugar below 100 for 7 days in a row.
That's good.
Medication, you're an ex-diabetic.
That is good. What's the mineral?
Okay, well, I'm always reluctant to say the mineral, because if I say the mineral, people run to the store, they buy the mineral, and it won't work. Because you need the 90 essential nutrients first. It's kind of like...
It's got a package, though. But I had heard, like, cinnamon helps.
Well, cinnamon's an herb, and cinnamon will reduce your blood sugar, but it doesn't solve the basic problem, okay? It will reduce blood sugar and reduce some of the complications of having high blood sugar, which is clogged arteries and things like that, but it doesn't resolve the disease because it doesn't go to the actual message part that is needed for your cells to react to the insulin.
Let me guess, though. I bet, is it chromium?
Well, could be chromium, vanadium. There's a couple of minerals, yeah. And, again, I'm always reluctant to do that because...
I'm bending your arm, Joel, on this
one.
Yeah,
I understand. But what happens here is, let's say you have your grandmother's favorite angel food cake recipe, and you just love that thing, and she dies and she leaves you her secret recipe, but you only like one of the 25 ingredients in that recipe. So you only throw the vanilla extract in the cake pan, you put it in the oven, and after 35 minutes at 350 degrees, you're just going to get burnt vanilla extract. You're not going to get her cake. And so you need all the ingredients. And so this is where you need all the cofactors. You need to have your cells working right. And we said it early in the program, you have to give your genes, your DNA, your RNA, and your telomeres everything they need to be able to get the message so that you're going to maximize your genetic potential.
So you're saying, though, the mineral, be it chromium, doesn't work just by itself.
That's right. They will be very, very, very disappointed if that's all they do. Okay.
All right. Let's take some calls here for you because they are lined up like crazy. Plus, I've got more messages coming in for you on emails. Let's go to Scottsdale, Arizona. Very close to Super Bowl land. Susan, welcome to the program. Hi there, Suze.
Hi. Good evening. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
Yes, doctor, I wanted to ask you because I got diagnosed with type 2 in 2004 and at age 50. And I'm very disciplined because I was a tennis player and everything, and I don't understand because my body weight is so low. But my glucose levels are very low. Like, I'm talking like 50s, 60s, 70s. But my A1C, it was like a 6.2, and now it's now up to a 6.7. And they don't have any answers for me because I am so disciplined with what I eat. I use the cinnamon, the turmeric. Mm-hmm. I use all vegetables, the salads.
Well, the glucose is great.
Everything that goes in my mouth, and I'm not
All right, let's have Joel explain what the A1 is, first of all. What is that, Joel?
Okay, well, A1C hemoglobin is actually hemoglobin in your cells, and they collect oxygen when you're not consuming or burning sugar properly. And so it's an indicator, it's an indirect indicator that you're not doing well when it comes to metabolizing sugar.
And it gives you, like, over time, right? It's like...
It gives you a three-month period.
Three-month period, okay.
That's correct. As opposed to, you know, you can fudge with a doctor. Let's say you're really bad and naughty and eating lots of sugar and your blood sugar will be running 180. And then the day you're going to go in for your physical, you know, you take your insulin, you stay away from sugar, and you go in and your blood sugar is 90. Doctors, oh, you're doing great.
Right.
But your
right.
A1C hemoglobin will give you away because it'll be 7 or 8 or 10 or 12, whatever.
Is 6 where she is? Is that high?
6 is beginning to raise flags. It's not too exciting. You get up to about 8, it's very exciting. You're in trouble when you get to 8. But it says that she's not metabolizing her sugar properly, and she's using cinnamon to lower her blood sugar. But we talked about this before we went to this lady, and that is you can use cinnamon to lower your blood sugar, but that's not the basic problem. The basic problem is deeper than that. It's the use of insulin and the metabolism
right.
of sugar at the cellular level.
Because if you stop taking, let's say, cinnamon, it's going to go right back up again, isn't it?
That's correct. And your A1C hemoglobin will stay high either way.
With type 2 diabetes, what could happen to you over the long haul if you keep that and you don't reduce it?
Well, several things. The complications, of course, are gangrene. You can lose your toes, your feet, your legs.
Jeez.
You can get plugged arteries from inflammation of the elevated sugar. It causes inflammation in the arteries, causing them to be plugged. You get coronary artery disease. You can get vascular dementia. You can get glaucoma. You can get kidney failure, which is very common. You can also wind up with obesity. All these things are sort of complications of the cause of diabetes, which are these nutrient deficiencies. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. And the people will say, well, I've got 3 generations in my family with type 2 diabetes, so it must be genetic. No, that's because you have an absorption problem, which has been passed down from the mother to the children to the mother to the children. And it's not genetically passed on, but it's a gluten intolerance, which is common. It's about 70 to 80% of Americans are gluten intolerant and should not be eating wheat, barley, rye, or oats. And this is passed on through cord blood and breast milk, and it causes you to absorb less. So you might lose as much as 85 to 90% of your absorption capacity, and this is what makes diseases like diabetes look generational. It makes it look like you have a genetic thing because you got 3 generations, but it's not. You get on a gluten-free diet, and you supplement with the 90 and take extra of the secret sauce, it just goes away.
Next up, Rob in Houston, Texas, east of the Rockies. Hey, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a diabetic, and I've got I'm on insulin and pills mm-hmm. and all the other nifty gee-whiz stuff that they're trying to do because it's uncontrollable for me.
Yeah, do you know what your A1C hemoglobin was?
No, I have no idea. The last time the doctor said something about it, he said, we got to get it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all of it I remember.
Okay. Yeah, you always want to get copies of lab work and keep a file yourself, keep track of it yourself.
And again, like you said, that's over a 3-month period, right?
That's
so
correct.
Lowering it for 1 month is not going to lower that A1C level.
Yeah, it won't be remarkable. You might lower it a little bit, but it won't be dramatic. You need to see a 90-day effort. And did you want to give out the phone number and the website for him?
Well, the website's at our website, criticalhealthnews.com, or if you need some help, 855-949-RADIO. There's some great articles there, by the way, and it's almost like a think tank to help you, which is an information bank, which Dr. Wallach and his group helped set up. And, you know, what do you see, Joel, as the biggest problem facing Americans today and Canadians, because we got lots of them listening, with health? Is it heart disease? Is it type 2 diabetes? I mean, already I've gone to 2 calls. And they're type 2 diabetes. I'm beginning to think that could be one of them.
Well, the biggest problem we have in healthcare, George, is physicians. Okay? Because we've known the cause, prevention, and cure of type 2 diabetes for 70 years. But if they cure you, they make $300. But if they treat you for 25 years, they make $750,000. And there's no law requiring them to cure you. So they always choose the treatment as opposed to the cure. And this is why I've spent so much time, and you spend so much time, getting information out to people. So those who are willing and obsessive enough to take control of their own lives and do these things themselves, then they're going to get the benefit of this information. If they're going to trust their doctor, and I actually have a CD out called Until Death Do Us Part, and I go into how people will get five bids on a roof on their house where their doctor says they're going to do a heart transplant. Okay, they don't even get a second opinion. Okay, and according to the CDC, each year, George, medical doctors in America kill, injure, and infect 15 million of their patients in their workplace. They don't even get an OSHA ticket.
Jeez. And how many die in hospitals because of infections?
90,000 die every year from infections. And
what about over-prescribed drugs?
500,000.
Oh, my God.
That's a year. That's the yearly figures. And, of course, here's the one that really ticks me off, is in the VA hospitals, the VA doctors kill 700 veterans a year. Okay, this is from a Department of Defense survey in 1999, because 1998...
Well, this might be higher.
Yeah. And I said in 1998, you have two opportunities to give your... Because I'm doing autopsies on these guys, right? And so I see all the wreckage. And I said, you have two opportunities to give your life to your country, once on the field of battle and the other's in the VA hospital, and the doctors just went crazy. And they came out with their own survey, which was published in the New York Times in December of 1999, a year later, and they said that they kill, VA doctors kill 700 veterans every year. They have hundreds of thousands of minor errors each year and 3,000 major errors, which cause a veteran to stay for the rest of their life because they're in comas.
That's scary.
Yeah. And last year in Afghanistan, the enemy killed 375 of our active military personnel in a war zone. Well, the VA doctors killed 700 veterans in the hospitals.
By stupidity or what?
It's a combination of stupidity, carelessness, lack of interest in details. In fact, one study they did in the VA hospital was published in the Wall Street Journal recently. It showed they had 22 mistakes on the average per surgery, and that each VA surgeon makes thousands of errors each year.
Thousands each year.
22 errors per surgery on the average. That was the average. Some surgeries, it was 50 years.
Let's go to Zach, first-time caller, Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Zach. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
How y'all doing tonight?
Good, Zach.
I've talked to you. I've listened to your show for a while. So
thank you.
I wanted to talk to you. I've got a question for your guest here.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned that the people that ingested food that came from the soil had nutrients from it, and I'm just curious what he thinks about vitamins and supplements, taking those with a regular diet.
I would assume you are a booster on vitamins and supplements, Joel.
Well, this is a very good question, because what happens here is nutritional minerals, George, do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ice cream. And the top 20 longevity cultures on Earth are all third-world cultures, we said that earlier, who still use wood for fuel. They're putting their wood ashes in their gardens. But also, by dumb luck, they live in places that have more than 60 minerals in the soil where they grow their food.
They haven't been depleted, maybe.
They haven't. Well, they're renewing it every year by letting it flood, plowing the silt back in, and putting the wood ashes in every day.
Right. All by accident, though, I would tell.
By dumb luck. They have no earthly idea what's going on here. Okay. Whereas we've dammed up our rivers, we have no more flooding, no more minerals coming in, no more silt, absolutely no more minerals from wood ashes. But some farms, you would only have three minerals. That's all plants need is three minerals. Vertebrates need 60. And people there would have a short lifespan. They live in their 40s and have heart attacks at 42 and diabetes at 52 kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then other farms on the other side of the county might have 75 minerals in the soil, and they would be the ones who lived to be 100.
That's amazing.
And so you take the dumb luck out of the system by supplementing with the 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids.
Why can't we get this out of food?
Well, because plants don't make minerals. That's the secret. Plants make vitamins. Plants can make amino acids. And plants can make omega-3 essential fatty acids. You just have to be very selective and what you eat to make sure you're eating plants that make those things. But plants only require three minerals to do well and make good seeds for the next generation, but they don't make minerals like they do vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. They must get their minerals from the soil. And if there's 100 minerals in the soil, they'll take them up. They only need the three.
All right, how long can a body go without taking essential minerals before it starts affecting them? A week, a day, a month,
minutes.
How long?
Minutes.
Minutes?
Minutes.
Explain that.
Okay. Well, let's say it's a hot day, you're sweating out there, it's 100 degrees, you're out there working, picking corn or harvesting, you know, picking cotton or corn by hand, and you're really sweating bad, and you didn't take any salt that day, and you die of heat stroke. Sodium chloride, two minerals you need every day. There's tens of thousands of reactions at the cellular level that require sodium as a cofactor and chloride as a cofactor.
Is that why sometimes if you went out to suntan by the ocean, mm-hmm. you felt exhausted when you were done? The sun just, you know, saps
you're sweating. Yeah. Exercise will sweat you out. Okay, this, again, athletes know, too, they lose electrolytes when they sweat. And so there's all these sports drinks.
Gatorade and all those things.
Yeah.
Huh?
But they only have two minerals in them. Some sports drinks have six. I have a sports drink that has 100 nutrients, including 78 minerals, to ensure they're going to get everything they need.
What about our water? I mean, we know they put fluoride in it. Don't they put minerals in water?
Some waters, actually, especially distilled waters and processed waters.
But not what about city water?
City waters, they do not put minerals in unless they do put fluoride sometimes.
Well, I know. That's something I wish they would take out.
Yeah. Well, fluoride is an essential nutrient. We need 1 milligram a day. We need 1,000 micrograms a day to meet our needs for our bones and our teeth. But the problem came in when somebody said, vote for me, I'll put fluoride in the water so every kid won't get cavities.
Tooth decay, yeah.
Yeah, so they put it in the water. Then the toothpaste maker said, oh, gosh, that's a good idea. We'll put it in the toothpaste.
And now it's everywhere. Now we're getting too much.
Now we're getting too much because it has a very narrow bell-shaped curve compared to water, which has a very wide bell-shaped curve and so on.
Let's go to Kurt. We've got time for a real quick question, Kurt, in Phoenix. There you go. I bet you're crowded with people today, huh, Kurt?
Yeah. Hi, George and Dr. Wallach. I just most recently became a cancer survivor.
Good for you.
And while I was going through that, I heard a lot about vitamin C, high-dose vitamin C treatments, and so that it kills cancer cells. And so I decided to do it just in case the treatments, the chemo didn't get everything. And then while I was doing that, it just kind of clicked. You know, if it kills cancer cells, then why not kill dormant cancer cells? And then if we're made up of vitamins and minerals, why not cure ourselves with vitamins and minerals? And then there's a cost factor. A 1 week of treatment with chemo costs $30,000, and one treatment of the vitamin C costs $195.
Good for you. It's a cheap way and an effective way. I had a story this week about how some antibiotics may have killed off some cancer cells, too. That is truly remarkable. We're going to come back in a moment with Dr. Joel Wallach. We're going to take final phone calls with him. Again, his website, criticalhealthnews.com, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Fascinating. Next hour, James Parrish joins us as he's going to talk with us about how to use that power and tap into that source to create a financial miracle for yourself. So I'm looking forward to seeing that happen. We're going to come back in a moment. Every line is lit. I'll take as many calls as we can in the remaining time we've got left with Dr. Joel Wallach right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Dr. Joel Wallach with us. Your calls, let's go right back to the calls, Joel, as they continue to line up. Dallas, Texas, we go. William, you're on Coast to Coast. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, this is William. How are you all doing today?
Good, William. Thank you.
Hey, fantastic. I have a problem with two of my kids. I have an 8-year-old boy. I have a 12-year-old daughter. Actually, I don't have a problem with them. I'm having a problem with diagnosis for ADD. My wife is the all-knowing internet. She searches on the internet, searching for the right answer by the all-knowing Google God, and thinks that they by their symptoms have got ADD. I do not want them to be placed on medication because I don't want them. I don't want them to turn into drones. I teach martial arts for a living, and I know my kids ever since I was not my kids, but my kids that I teach ever since I can remember teaching.
Yeah.
And I know the people who are on kids who are on Ritalin and other medications, and I want my kids to be the lively kids that they are, but I don't want them to turn into drones. And just there's got to be some kind of alternative where they can have that focus that they need to have good grades and so forth, but still be the lively kids, the fun-loving kids with a personality that they were born with. Is there a solution?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, you have to appreciate that the human and animal brain requires all 90 essential nutrients for all its functions. Anything that's going on with the brain is a nutritional deficiency, whether it's PTSD, whether it's ADD, ADHD, autism, anxiety attacks, panic attacks, depression, manic depression, bipolar disease, schizophrenia, psychoses, anything of that nature. This is all caused by nutritional deficiencies of the brain. Of course, first thing a psychologist, a psychiatrist wants to do is put you on drugs, and it hooks you to them, right?
And what do you? And I don't want to interrupt you per se. We're going to come right back to his question, Joel.
Yes.
But some drugs work for some people, don't they?
Well, they will depress the symptom. In other words, if you're kind of a overactive kid and you're beating your head against the wall, you take a tranquilizer, you take Ritalin, it'll calm you down. But that's not solving the problem.
No,
that's just dampening down the symptoms.
Okay, so back to his situation where he's concerned his kids might have,
How much do your kids weigh?
Attention.
How much do your kids weigh?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
How much do they weigh, William, the 8-year-old and 12-year-old?
I got an 8-year-old. He weighs probably close to 70 pounds. And I got my 12-year-old daughter is about 90.
Okay, so some are just short of 100 pounds.
Right.
Okay, well, they would want a dose of the 90 essential nutrients for a 100-pound person, and we actually have, again, the secret sauce for these sorts of things. It has to do with the raw materials for your brain to make neurotransmitters for cognition.
Why do you call it secret sauce?
Well, I call it secret sauce because I don't want people to run to the store and buy that one thing, and it's not going to work. You have to have all 90 for it to work. You have to have the entire cake recipe. You can't take one ingredient and make it work. And that way, everybody needs the 90. And there's always the secret sauce in the 90, but if you have a particular health problem, you need a little more of the secret sauce to get through that clinical problem, and then you can eliminate oftentimes the secret sauce and just go back down to the basic 90 because you're never going to get the 90 essential nutrients out of your food.
Now, you what percent do you get out of food?
Well, it's going to vary. Let's say
a pizza. Let's say you want a pizza.
Well, you're going to get lots of calories. Okay, you might get some amino acids. You might get some vitamin C if there's tomatoes on there, and you might get some beta carotene, which is a precursor to vitamin A. And you might, if it's a B, enriched flour, you might get some B vitamins. But the minerals we don't know. Of the 60 minerals, you might only get 3, because that wheat was grown on the soil that only had 3 minerals in it. And so this is where you must supplement to, and for instance, these kids are all deficient in lithium. Lithium is a mineral. It's not a drug. Lithium deficiency in one of my books, Epigenetics, goes into these sort of diseases and talks about lithium deficiency.
Well, don't they give you the drug lithium to calm you down?
Well, it's not a drug. Lithium is a nutrient. It's like prescribing vitamin D3 for rickets. Okay, they prescribe lithium, but they don't like that because you can buy it from my company 1,000 times cheaper, okay, and be in control of it yourself. You don't need the doctor. And so they like to use other drugs that you have to come to them for. So they've stopped using lithium. It's not very popular.
They used to prescribe it, right?
They used to prescribe it. But now they have other pharmaceuticals which will suppress the symptoms. But lithium deficiency causes these diseases. And, of course, vitamin D3 deficiency causes rickets. You get a deficiency of vitamin A, and you get night blindness, and so on. And so there's a secret sauce for every one of these diseases.
I remember during World War II, they would give pilots, bilberry, the herb, for blindness?
Yes, so they could see at night.
That is amazing. Okay, we'll take a few more calls. We'll go to Santa Cruz, California. Kat's with us. Hi, Kat. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I've seen you and Pharmacist Ben several times over the years during presentations, and I love your products.
Well, thank you.
I have a question about a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. She's in her mid-70s, and she's got diabetes and high blood pressure. And now her doctor, her MD, says her blood calcium level is very high, and that's because her parathyroid gland is inflamed, so they want to remove it surgically. I said, try. Dr. Wallach has a plan, a supplemental plan, a protocol for this. No, she says, doctor says I can have no calcium whatsoever, not a drop of calcium ever. That
okay, well,
right.
this doctor should have his license taken away, and he should be put in jail.
Wow, Joel, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, well,
put
so
in jail?
Okay. Yeah, put in jail, because he's going to kill this woman, okay? And basically, when you have elevated blood calcium and your parathyroid glands are overworking, you have raging osteoporosis, which is not uncommon in a 70-year-old woman. And so what he's going to do is the equivalent of you working out in the gym with weights and you get a big biceps. We got to cut your arm off because you got big biceps, okay? And so the parathyroid is enlarged because it's pulling the calcium from the bones. The calcium in your blood is not from your diet. It's from your bones being taken from your bones by the parathyroid gland. And what she needs is our bone and joint program to rebuild her bones. Within weeks, that calcium come down into the normal range. Her parathyroid will calm down and quiet down and go back to their normal size and function. And so this guy's got it 180 degrees wrong, and he will do surgery on this woman. And the high blood calcium is due to raging osteoporosis. She'd wind up with a fracture and die like your dad did, George. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say, as a preemptory saving this woman's life, the doctor should have his license taken away. He should be put in jail because he knows nothing about human physiology.
Well, I bet some doctors don't like you, Joel.
Well, only dead doctors don't lie, George.
Where can people get your book, by the way?
Actually, they can go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, or they can go to the phone number.
Okay, you've got it on Amazon, too? Is it out there?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, or they can get it at 855-949-RADIO, which is 7234.
All right.
855-949-7234.
We go to Ann Arbor, Michigan now, the home of the Michigan Wolverines. Nick, you're with us. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, and I think this year is going to be a much greater year with Jim at the helm. We might be calling him Sir Jim after the first season. But, hey, Joel, you are a truly amazing warrior for life and longevity.
Well, it's very kind. And thank you.
You mentioned you were doing autopsies. I remember reading an article about autopsied American KIAs from Vietnam who had advanced stages of arterial sclerosis, and the
yes,
brilliant pathologist in Connecticut ultimately tracked it to the consumption of homogenized bovine cow dairy products.
Jeez.
So I then found an article in a science journal entitled "Homogenized Milk Will Kill You." Okay, so I ended all that, and I went into drinking really high-quality goat milk and eating goat cheese, raw goat cheese, I must say. And I eliminated Teflon pans in favor of the ceramic.
Good point.
Green-coated pans.
Yeah, well, this is the sort of thing we were talking about earlier, that you have to do two things. You have to make your environment safer by getting rid of all the negative things. And the interesting thing about this goat milk and goat cheese is, the Sardinians are the longest-lived peoples in the Mediterranean. The Mediterranean diet's a whole other story. But they live 30 years longer than the Greeks and the Italians because they live on goat's milk and goat's cheese, red wine, and sweet potatoes. They do not eat wheat. They don't use olive oil. They don't eat pasta.
Gosh, I thought olive oil was great for you.
Well, that's what the people who sell it say.
What would you recommend? What kind of oil would you recommend?
None. Zero. All oils are bad. They oxidize and turn into inflammatory things, as your guest caller said, you do not want to use olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, celery, and cooking oils because they inflame the inside of your arteries, cause them to clog, cause kidney failure, vascular dementia, glaucoma, coronary artery disease. You do not want to be eating oils. This is all the...
I'm going to give up eating, Joel.
This is all the advertising campaign between Procter & Gamble and the American Heart Association. And the American Heart Association drove people all the wrong direction in exchange for that $1.7 million in 1914. Okay? And this is why we have a problem. Cholesterol has nothing to do with clogged arteries. Okay? Cholesterol...
I still don't know the difference between good and bad cholesterol.
Okay, well,
I don't know the difference.
Okay, well, good cholesterol is cholesterol that has not been oxidized. Okay, bad cholesterol is cholesterol that has been oxidized by eating fried foods or oils. And it turns into, like any other fat, if you oxidize it, it inflames your arteries. But cholesterol is not the problem. Cholesterol is an essential nutrient like vitamin A. A cholesterol deficiency causes Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is a physician-caused disease. And even the FDA knew this in February of 2012 and told doctors to stop prescribing statin drugs to lower their cholesterol. And they named all the statin drugs in this email. They get your patients off of these things because if they're on them for 5 years, they will get an increase in risk of type 2 diabetes by 52% and Alzheimer's disease by 100%.
And can it affect your liver too, statins?
Oh, absolutely. Your liver, your kidneys. And then you start eating these other bad foods, which puts more load in. Then you throw the stress in, which puts more load on. There's another pebble on that pan, okay? And it's just...
I had heard, though, if you had heart issues, statin drugs were pretty essential.
No, that's not true. Again,
that's
even
what
the FDA said in February of 2012, get your patients off of statin drugs. Okay, I said it in 1971. I wrote the first paper on it.
Do you have that article on Critical Health News? Get it up there if you would.
Okay.
I'd like to see that.
Okay, yeah, it was published in a Danish international journal, and it had to do with my 20,000 autopsies on 454 species of animals and 3,000 humans.
Okay, I'd like to see that. All right, let's go to Marilyn in Springfield, Illinois, east of the Rockies. Marilyn, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I can't believe I got through.
You sure did.
Oh, I can't believe it. You gentlemen are doing wonderful work. I've listened to George for 15 years. I'm very interested in your program. I need help. I've had both of my hips done, implants. I've had knee implants. I've had back surgery. I've had foot surgery. And I've tried every diet. My cholesterol was over 300. I quit the statin drugs. I have inflammation real bad and arthritis. And I'm trying to find a program that would help my body heal itself.
Okay, well, the first thing you need to do, ma'am, is fire your doctors because they've already abused you. They're really using you as an ATM machine to get into your insurance. Okay, now, I can't fix the joints you've already had replaced, right? But what we can do is fix your problems, your basic underlying problem. And you have raging mineral deficiencies, and it could be because of malabsorption. It could be your diet's deficient.
What's malabsorption mean?
Okay, that means let's say you're supplementing with everything perfectly, George. You're taking your 90 essential nutrients in appropriate for your body weight, but it's all coming out in the toilet because you're not absorbing anything. Okay, because you have gluten intolerance or you don't have enough stomach acid and because you're not salting your food.
So you're not keeping it, you're saying?
Yeah, you're not retaining it. You're not absorbing it in through your intestinal walls. You know, there's an old adage that says you are what you eat, and that's absolutely positively not true. You're not what you eat. You are what you absorb, okay? If you're just eating and it's coming out in the septic tank on the other end, then you're not getting the benefit of it. So you must deal with the absorption problem, which means you have to get off of gluten, no wheat, brought around oats. You have to start salting your food to taste so your stomach can make stomach acid to help with digestion and absorption.
We've got a couple minutes to go. We're with Dr. Joel Wallach, of course. He's the author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, website criticalhealthnews.com. I'll give you his toll-free number again at the end of this hour as this night clicks by awfully fast indeed. When people come up to you and they want to know about getting help, and I was talking to you about this earlier today, how desperate are they, Joel?
Well, they know they're in trouble. When they come to our meetings, our free meetings, we used to get 50, 100, and now we're getting 300, 500 in meetings and so forth. And people know they're in trouble. They're getting their toes amputated. They're on dialysis. They're losing their teeth.
Oh,
they're going
geez.
Blind.
They're on walkers, all this stuff.
Yeah, they're in walkers when they're 50 years old now. And the experts are telling us our kids are going to die before us. This is a first generation where our children will not live as long as us. we're in trouble. Our two-year-old kids are dying of stroke, for goodness sakes. And so this is because of a total malnutrition. We don't have enough nutrients because doctors keep telling people, George, just eat well, you get everything you need. It's absolutely not true. You cannot get everything you need by eating well. Just ask Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I know. And all that money doesn't mean anything, does it, Joel?
Doesn't mean anything.
Let's take one more or maybe two more calls if we can. We will go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Let's get you in here, Thomas. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, George.
Hey, Tom.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing, Thomas.
Dr. Wallach, I eat only unheated, non-cooked fats, oils, and meats, and I'm wondering if that's safe. For example, I eat raw eggs, you know, uncooked.
Uncooked. What do you think of that, Joel? We only have a minute left.
Okay, well, raw eggs are fine as long as you're taking in enough biotin to cancel out the effects of the avidin. Avidin is an enzyme in egg whites. That in raw egg whites, it will cancel this B vitamin called biotin. You have all kinds of symptoms from that vitamin deficiency. So if you're supplementing with biotin, you can take raw eggs very safely. It's a great source of protein, and it's biologically the most usable protein by humans is egg protein. So I myself eat 8 to 10 eggs a day.
Eight to ten eggs a day?
Yes, right.
Like a carton almost.
Yes, yeah, it's almost a whole 12, you know.
You're a walking chicken.
Well, I'm not a chicken, but I do put a dent in the chicken population. But I want my cholesterol up over 200 so I don't get Alzheimer's disease. I do not want Viagra, so I have my testosterone way up there because testosterone is 95% by weight cholesterol, George.
Zinc helps that, doesn't it?
Well, zinc is okay. It's okay, but you need... You need about 2 tablespoons of cholesterol every day to make enough testosterone.
Jeez. Joel, I'm going to give out your site here. I want to thank you for being on the program. You're an encyclopedia of information.
Well, we love you, George. Just keep doing all the great work you're
doing. We're going to try to help society, that's for sure. Joel's website, criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number, of course, 855-949-RADIO. Lots of vital information there. And do post that article, if you would, that we were talking about. I'd love to read that. Those things are just fascinating to me.